Truth and Media Moment brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. So who are they? Well, they are state legislators in states all over the country. Tennessee, Maryland, Arizona, and now even Utah, where the single largest NSA data collection entity is located. Now remember I told you about this idea a couple of months ago. The idea is pretty simple, and it comes from the 10th Amendment Center. States don't have to wait for Washington to act on the NSA because Washington isn't going to. Instead, create some state laws that block the NSA from using water and electricity in these states for their facilities. Well, some people said those ideas were ridiculous, and yet there is legislation moving forward across the country to make this happen. I'll explain how it works after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. In 1975, Senator Frank Church warned that the power of the NSA could enable, quote, total tyranny, end quote. He recommended that Congress should limit the agency's power, but Congress hasn't. We all know that. But there are some brave state legislators who are attempting to do just that. A new bill introduced by State Rep. Mark Roberts seeks to do exactly that. The legislation organized by the 10th Amendment Center and the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, called Off Now Coalition, well, the Utah Fourth Amendment Protection Act expressly prohibits state material support, participation, and assistance to any federal agency that collects electronic data or metadata without a search warrant, quote, that particularly describes the person, the place, and the thing to be searched and seized, end quote. Now, it's not going to be an easy fight, but in Utah, this would be a big one. As I told you, the NSA's Utah facility uses 1.7 million gallons of water a day. By blocking that water, the facility is done for. But remember, Utah can't do this alone. 10th Amendment Center's Michael Bolden says that other states need to join the push, even those without NSA facilities. He calls it essential. And it is. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
In memory of my producer, Zach Bohannon, who loves The Who, but who knows where he is today. It is Friday, March 21st, 2014. I am Ben Swan, and you're listening to the Ben Swan Radio Show, and Zach is not with me today. He's on vacation someplace, probably on a beach somewhere, enjoying something warm, because here in Cincinnati, Ohio, it's never... never warm. I don't know when the last time it warm was. Is that even a correct way of saying it? Warm was back when. But I am joined today by Evan Mulch from BenSwan.com and the Truth and Media Project, who happened to come into Cincinnati today, where you're from this area. More or less.
Yeah. I'm originally from Kansas, but I did live in Cincinnati for 6 years while my wife played tennis for the University of Cincinnati and was the assistant coach. So I'm glad to be back. I already had some Skyline chili, so I'm excited about my time here. That's for sure.
And you live in South Carolina now.
Yes.
And you are a huge fan of Lindsey Graham.
Oh, big time. I go to all of his events, if they let me in.
You do go to all of them. Now, that part's true.
Yeah. I like to follow him around.
You do. You are a pest. When it comes to the good senator from South Carolina.
Yeah, they keep a good eye on me. I usually take my video camera in. I try to put something on YouTube to make him more popular in South Carolina.
That's what you're working on all the time.
All the
time.
Keeping
him in front of the people.
Absolutely.
You're like, folks, be aware of who your senator is and what he believes in and what he stands for.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We're going to make him as popular as possible, and I think I'm doing an okay job at it.
Popular or well-known?
Both. He's going to go in the history books. I don't know what it's going to be, what the history books are going to say about Lindsey, but it's going to be. I look forward to the next decade where the truth is told about what Lindsey Graham has actually done to America.
Well, I assure you of this: whatever the history books say about Lindsey Graham, will be completely dependent upon who is writing the history books.
That's true.
That's the way it always is, right?
And that's why we post these YouTube videos, so they have an easy opportunity to look at what actually
happened. There's a record.
That's right.
Isn't that the beauty of new media, the ability to create record, to create this kind of evidence of what's going on?
Yeah. I mean, it's brilliant. It's fun. Those of us who are just activists out there at the local level, it makes it exciting for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad that you're going to be with us for the next 2 hours as we go through the show today. It's very cool to have you here. Evan and I, friends off of there, and we also are business associates as he's working with the Truth and Media Project, and just delighted by the work that he's been doing. It's funny when you work with people in business, there is a element of business involved, but there has to be passion and there has to be focus and there has to be belief. And this guy is a believer in liberty more than anything. And I think that's why we work so well together. So glad that you're with us, Evan. Folks, if you are also going to be with us for the full 2 hours, I want to encourage you to stick around until the 1 o'clock hour, because we are joined by the incomparable Elizabeth Imus, who will be our Fun Friday co-host. She's got some interesting stories. If you listened in last Friday, then you know that Elizabeth is not only a great talent and extremely interesting to talk to and to hear from, But she has some very interesting stories she likes to get into. Is that the right term?
Oh, man, I cannot wait.
Interesting stories. Yeah. Well, there is an interesting story, though, in the first hour that I really want to cover. I started talking about this yesterday, and today I wanted to come back to it and really focus on the depth of this, because to me, this is a critically important story in media today, and it's one of the reasons that I can honestly say I am such a believer in the Truth in Media Project. You know, maybe it sounds a little bit, I'm not even sure what the right
cliche
word is.
Cliche, maybe?
Not just cliche, but like you're intoxicated by the scent of your own perfume.
There you go.
In order to say that you're a fan of your own work. But I'm a fan of the Truth in Media Project, meaning I would be a fan of it even if it were not me helping to put it together. Because, especially as a journalist, I am so confronted by the amount of propaganda that goes out over the airwaves and the staging of things that take place. And today we're going to be talking about the resigning of RT anchor Liz Wahl. This was a story that made headlines all over the country. It got attention from every corner of Hollywood. It got attention from media all over the country. I mean, Stephen Colbert had her on his show. She was a guest host on The View. Basically, no one knew who Liz Wahl was. Right, unless you were a viewer of RT. Right. You didn't know who she was. And then all of a sudden, it's like she becomes known in this viral video as being the strong, proud American anchor who steps down from RT America because she can no longer tolerate the propaganda.
Right, right.
Has to get out of there. And she had to do it on air. And it was as if it was this moment, this, how do we say this, spontaneous moment where she's sitting there and she's just had to read another story that's been force-fed to her viewers about how great Putin is and how terrible the United States is. Because if you watch RT, you know that's all they do, right? And that's what she at least is claiming. And then all of a sudden she has to break away and she says, I'm resigning, I'm stepping down because I'm proud to be an American and I love America and I won't do this anymore. And that is kind of the overall feeling that we're given. Chris Hayes over at MSNBC calls her how she is so badass, he says, because she does this. I mean, all over the country, everyone's bragging about how brave and how great this woman is. When I watched it, and I watched it with my wife, and my wife's first response was, that was fake. And I said, well, why do you say that? Because I felt like it was fake as well, but I did because it was so clumsily delivered, right? It seemed very scripted and pre-planned out, almost like, you know, she was playing the part of a bad actor. But my wife says, no, I just feel like that whole thing. I mean, Abby Martin had made her comment a couple days before, and now all of a sudden, you know, it just feels fake to me. She said, the whole thing feels fake. And when I looked at it, I thought, well, I think she's just trying to capitalize. Abby Martin got a lot of attention through what she did. She was on Piers Morgan, and people were talking about Abby Martin. And so maybe this was Liz Wahl's opportunity to you know, get some attention on her. I think that was part of it. But then, of course, comes out yesterday this story from Truthdig that says, no. It wasn't just about attention. It wasn't just about Liz Wahl wanting her moment to shine. This thing was actually coordinated through a neocon think tank, RPI, and then they connected it to a guy named James Kirchick and said James Kirchick, who's a friend of Liz Wahl, who admits that he and Liz Wahl have had numerous conversations 6 months prior to her resigning on air and had been, you know, connected with her for a period of time, who himself has been on RT a number of times, that they have this relationship, and then it turns out, you know, that we start to find all of these bits of information that start to come together. We're going to talk about those bits of information. But when I saw the story yesterday, and I was actually sitting here doing the radio show, and I had, you know, the TV on in here with the volume down, and I see James Kirchick's picture pop up, I immediately wanted to know more about the story because I know who this guy is. Now, when the Truthdig story comes out, they're painting the picture of James Kirchick as being a neocon. They're painting the picture of him kind of being a guy who carries the water for neocon think tanks in different groups. But that's not how I know James Kirchick. It's not the encounter that I've had with him and with his quote-unquote journalistic work in the past. In fact, you go back a couple of years, just 2 years, and I became far too familiar with James Kirchick while investigating the Ron Paul racist newsletter story. And that's the story that I think needs to stand out to people. If you have any question about whether or not there is legitimacy behind what James Kirchick does, then you take something like the Ron Paul racist newsletter story and you realize that he's the guy who quote-unquote broke that story. And there is so much to that story that as a journalist, when I began to dig into it, found out it is, I mean, this is so sloppily done. This is so poorly reported. It's clearly propaganda. It's clearly being done as a design in order to smear this congressman. So I'm going to tell you about what I had found with that project. You can read the story right now at BenSwan.com. Was RT Anchor resigning on air a stunt coordinated with the guy who created the Ron Paul racist newsletter scandal? More when we come back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Yeah, we got our eye on you, James Kirchick and Liz Wall, as the story has been breaking over the last couple of days out of Truth Dig, claiming that the on-air resignation of RT America anchor Liz Wall was actually coordinated with a neocon think tank driven in part by who else but Daily Beast writer James Kirchick. Reading here from BenSwan.com's, was RT anchor resigning on air a stunt coordinated with the guy who created the Ron Paul racist newsletter scandal? We talked about this a little bit yesterday, if you caught the end of the show, but today I really want to devote some time to it because to me this is a very important point. First of all, when Liz Wahl resigned, the day that she resigned, there was a tweet, a series of tweets, that went out, according to Truthdig. These went out from that think tank that we were talking about, the neoconservative think tank, Foreign Policy Initiative. It was started by Bill Kristol. And FPI, from their general account, sends out a tweet about a half hour, 19 minutes, before Liz Wahl resigned on air. And the tweet said, hashtag word on the street, says you're really going to want to tune into RT, RT.com. Something big may be going down. That was the other hashtag they used. 10 minutes before her resignation, and you can follow along, by the way, at BenSwan.com. This story is our top story today. You'll see 10 minutes before her resignation, the tweet there from FPI. Hashtag word on the street says you're really going to want to tune into RT. 2 minutes before, guys, tune into RT. And then at 5:26 p.m., the exact moment when Liz Wahl resigned, FPI tweets out, RT anchor resigns on air, in all caps, she cannot be a part of a network that whitewashes the actions of Putin. As I pointed out at the time when I was asked about this, and someone said, what do you think about it? I said, number one, I think Liz Wahl has a right to resign if she wants to do it on air or however she wants to do it. As a journalist, I think you have every right to do so. But my question was this, as a journalist, if you're going to put your neck out there and say that you are stepping down because of these very specific reasons, shouldn't you explain what those specific reasons are? I mean, Evan, I think that if you're going to resign on air, that you should be very clear, specifically. And by the way, I made this point also 2 days before when Abby Martin said why she did not agree with the Russians being in Crimea. She gave very specific reasons that went back to her point of view and her consistent position on foreign intervention, which also applies to the United States. One thing Abby Martin didn't do was say, hey, the U.S. is allowed to do whatever it wants to do. It can go anywhere in the world it wants to go, and it can invade any country and be involved. But when the Russians do it, it's bad. Abby Martin is incredibly consistent in her position. Whether you like her position or not, whether you think she's right or wrong, she's consistent in that position. So I want to know, and that the question I asked at the time was, if Liz Wahl is saying, I won't be part of a network that whitewashes the actions of Putin, please, please, ma'am, tell me specifically at least one example.
Right, right. I mean, what we need is, you know, we need Liz and James maybe to come together on this radio show and make a statement with you. I mean, you're the one asking all the questions. You're the one reporting the truth. And, you know, as a young guy myself, I'm 30 years old. I think James Kirchick is 31, you know. He's going to have to, if he's going to stay in the media industry, he's going to run into me and other people, you know, my age a few more times down the road. I can't imagine how tough it's going to be now that we know, you know, what he's been doing. And you know, it's too obvious. And I'm glad you broke the story, Ben, and you're telling people about the connection with James and the Ron Paul newsletters. I mean, I still feel the pain from the Ron Paul campaign, all the things that the media did to stop his message from going out there. As well as it should have. And
to be clear, you know, I didn't break any of the story about Liz Wahl and James Kirchick, right?
Right.
But what we are breaking today is the connection between this same guy and the fact that people have already forgotten. Where did the Ron Paul racist newsletter story come from? Right? It didn't just manifest itself because reporters were looking all around and somebody said, hey, by the way, have you seen this newsletter? It's filled with racist, homophobic comments. And even people like Glenn Beck, who during the 2012 election were still talking about the racist newsletters because it comes up over and over and over again, right? So in 2007, it was a story for the 2008 election. When we get to the 2012 election, it starts becoming a story again when Ron Paul is winning in Iowa. And he's winning in different states, and all of a sudden the media starts jumping on this again. You wrote these racist newsletters. That's how I got brought into it. I got brought into it because I was the sucker who actually did a story called What's So Wrong with Ron Paul, saying, why is it that media won't talk about this guy? Why are they ignoring him? And then because of my ignorance in asking that question, I had all these Ron Paul supporters who came to me and said, hey, you seem like an honest guy. Will you take a look at these newsletters? Which I didn't know anything about.
Right, right. And you brought that story, you know, to the mainstream media or to those of us on the internet, you know, just in time. We were so frustrated with the reports about the Ron Paul newsletters, and we knew better than to believe the mainstream media at the time. And I think it's so important that you've you know, made this connection with James and this issue with Liz Wahl, and and more people are going to understand, you know, what's actually, you know, going out there in the mainstream, you know, mainstream media.
Yeah, well, it's a game, right? The whole thing is a game. And you have someone like James Kirchick, who I will give him credit at 31 years old, right now. He was a guy in his mid-20s when the first story broke. He has worked with people who understand very well media manipulation. Mm-hmm. They understand very well what the process is. They understand very well the buzzwords. Look, when you go back to, and I want to encourage people, please go check out the story on VinceWan.com, because I've embedded there the two old reality check videos from 2012, January of 2012, where you can watch those stories. Those stories are worth watching just so you can see the media manipulation. I mean, after the original story aired, a day later, Glenn Beck was talking about the newsletters on his radio show. And one of his guys, Stu or Pat or somebody, had been put in charge of investigating the Ron Paul newsletters. And they said on air, a couple days later, they said on air that they mentioned these racist newsletters. And a caller calls in, and this video is, by the way, also up on YouTube. A caller calls in and says, hey, I wanted to comment on the racist newsletters. And they said, sure. And they said, you guys, have you ever heard of a guy named Ben Swan in Cincinnati? And they said, no, we don't know who he is. And they said, well, you need to check him out, because he just did a story last night, and he explained that 200 newsletters have been written over the span of 20 years, and these were not filled with racist comments. And then Glenn goes back to one of his guys, I think it's Stu, and he says, well, you're the one who investigated. What did you find? And he says, no, what we found is it's undeniable, 20 years of newsletters that were filled with racist comments. And the guy says on the phone, you're wrong. Obviously, you never bothered to actually look at him. You're just regurgitating or repeating the claims that have been made in media. Go back and look at it, because what this guy points out, Ben Swan points out, is that out of the minimum, at minimum, 200 newsletters, there are 9 that include either words or phrases, not the entire newsletter or the entirety of the content, words or phrases in 9 out of at least 200 that might be considered racist. But again, but as I point out, in this story, and you need to watch him, Ron Paul started this newsletter in 1976. And for 14 years, from 76 to 1990, there's nothing in there that's considered racist. There's nothing in there that's considered homophobic. And then starting in 1990, where Ron Paul's name is not on the byline, now we find a few additions, 4 out of 5 months. Well, as a guy who owns a website and has writers working for him, I can tell you in a very short amount of time that the website and the content reflects what writers are putting out there. And if you have freelance writers, it would make total sense that 4 out of 5 months, all of a sudden, you have a few of these things popping up. Now, what James Kirchick fails to mention, and you need to watch this in the second story, because after I did my story, he contacts me on Twitter and calls me out as being this Ron Paul sympathizer who's just trying to ignore the real story here. And so what I did was I pointed out, wait a minute, James Kirchick does his story, and he says that there are all these racist comments, right? And as he makes that claim, he forgets to mention the name of the one person who was on a byline. Now think about that. How do you leave that out? He did disclose there was one byline, but he doesn't say who it is. We'll talk about that when we come back. Also, I'm going to tell you about why James Kirchick, I think that he was actually played another role in trying to do a hit piece on me at that time. More on that when we come back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Thought we'd come back in with a little. Is that Wagon Wheel?
Yeah, yeah. It's a popular song in South Carolina. I've been living there for about 3 years, so I'm glad to hear it on the radio.
Evan Mulch from the Truth and Media Project is with us today, filling in for my producer Zach. And we thought we'd throw you a little bone there. I got to tell you, Evan, I have you on my caller ID, and your last name is Mulch, M-U-L-C-H.
Right, correct.
And my 8-year-old can never pronounce your name, so he calls you Evan Mulch. Evan Mulch. So when I told him today that you were going to be with me, he says, are you going to tell him I call him Evan Mulch? I'm like, I call him Evan Mulch whenever I see it now. So he is.
Yeah, that's fine with me. It could be, in Germany, I think there's a lot of different ways they pronounce it. So he may be actually correct.
He might actually be correct. Yeah, mm-hmm. In Germany. Who knows? So we're talking about this issue of the James Kirchick and the Ron Paul newsletters. And again, I want to encourage people, go to BenSwan.com and watch those two segments. They're too long for me to play them on air. We played a little bit of them yesterday, but they're about 6 minutes apiece, and they're very in depth. And listen, I stand by, 100% stand by everything that I did in those stories, because I feel like I was taking this content that had not been given real scrutiny by media. They had just gone along with James Kirchick's story that Ron Paul hated homosexuals and he hates black people and he hates Hispanics and they like that narrative, right? It was like Ron Paul is a racist and we like that idea because basically he's not represented by the right or the left, and so becomes a target.
Couldn't be farther from the truth either. He was the one teaching us to not be collectivists. And here the whole mainstream media starts calling him a collectivist, and it just didn't, you know, it didn't make any sense to a lot of people.
So as I pointed out, and that's absolutely true, as I pointed out in this story, you know, so not only was James Kirchick, you know, in 2007, when he broke the story of the Ron Paul newsletters, misrepresented these newsletters as being filled with racist and homophobic statements and conspiracy theories, as he claimed, but that he did not honestly represent this in media. And as I explain, and you got to watch these pieces that I did, because as we explain, I mean, as a journalist, you have to put things in context. If you're not trying to create propaganda, if you're not trying to smear someone, then you put it in context. You say, the guy wrote this thing for 20 years, and for the first 14 years, there was nothing that was considered racist or homophobic. It's not there. Then all of a sudden, in this era, right around 1990, in a span of 5 months, four of those newsletters have this content in them. And Ron Paul is not on the byline. There's no byline here. And then it stops for about 12 months, 15 months, something like that, and then it picks up again, and there's about three or four other editions. And so you have this kind of span of time. And Kirchick, when he did this, he disclosed, in fairness, he discloses that there was no name on the bylines except for on one. But he doesn't say who the name is. He just says, except for on one. And he does leave these hyperlinks. So you go back and you follow it and you say, well, wait a minute. The guy who wrote in 1992 and did have his name on the byline on one of the so-called racist newsletters, he has his name on it. The guy's name is James B. Powell, and his name is right there in the byline. So you're telling me that this guy wrote one that you considered racist, and you don't disclose that he's also wrote this at the same period of time when all these other supposed racist comments are coming out? And you ignore that? Now listen, if you want to go after Ron Paul and say, it was still your newsletter, and your name is at the top, and so you're responsible for content, which, by the way, Ron Paul has taken responsibility for that, and said that it was his responsibility to make sure that content wasn't in there. And he's right. It was his responsibility, and he failed in that respect. But that doesn't mean that you can smear him with withholding the belief that's in that newsletter. Just because you are not doing your due diligence to protect the content of that does not mean that you endorse, support, or believe in what's being said. Okay, so having said that, when I went after this story and told the story, now this is what's interesting. I told this story on air in two different pieces, back to back, one night after the other. Suddenly, I get a phone call from the Washington Post, from their media reporter. Eric Wimple is the guy's name. And Eric says, hey, I wanted to talk to you about your Facebook page is blowing up. You got all these people on there. You're doing these stories about Ron Paul, and I'd love to write a story on you. And I was a little bit hesitant because he's talking about Ron Paul. Didn't know much about it. We'll go ahead and do the interview. But then I search this guy's name, Eric Wimple, Washington Post. Seems awfully strange, right? Then the story comes out in the Washington Post. And the story is basically a hit piece written as the title of it. I'm actually looking at it. This is from January 19th of 2012. Cincinnati anchor goes deep on Paul campaign. And it goes into how the Ron Paul campaign and Ron Paul supporters have been screaming for someone to pay attention to Dr. Paul. And someone has heard their screams. 33-year-old Ben Swan anchors two newscasts per day at Fox 19 in Cincinnati. In between, he puts together three weekly segments of something the station has branded Reality Check. Though these fact-checking videos often address the local stuff at the heart of Fox 19's regional coverage, Swan takes the franchise national. That's where Paul comes in. And so he goes on, right? And then he goes into cue a spin-rebutting edition of Reality Check. Back in November, Swan churned out a segment titled An Endorsement of Fairness in Dealing with Ron Paul. Here's how Swan starts the discussion. Texas Congressman Ron Paul was the political force that nobody's talking about. Tonight I take a look at three areas where the media claims that Representative Paul was too radical to get the Republican nomination. The question is that true? Swan concludes that when it comes to the federal budget, entitlement programs, and foreign policy, and military commitments, Paul is no outlier. Well, I don't think any of that's untrue, so we're fine there. But then, here's where he goes. He keeps going down, changing the language a little bit, after gushing for several minutes about Paul. Swan declares this is not an endorsement of the candidate, but rather an endorsement for fair coverage. And there's no question the congressman isn't getting it. So he goes on. In other editions of Reality Check, he goes on. And then on the topic of Ron Paul's racist, homophobic, and creepy conspiratorial newsletters, Swan allows his affection for constitutionalist politics to corrupt his judgment. A segment titled The Story Behind the Ron Paul Newsletters features Swan straining to minimize the newsletter scandal. Starting with the volume of racist content, Swan says that only 9 newsletters carried such stuff. I like the fact that he doesn't verify whether that's true or not. That's just me straining. And he even scares up what sounds like a small-scale media scandal to raise suspicions about the soundness of reporting on the newsletters. His target is James Kirchick, the New Republic reporter who took the newsletter story from crusty backwater to pressing contemporary issue in 2008. Who's gushing now? Really? So he goes on to take a couple quotes from the actual pieces. And then let's come down here a little bit. Kirchick has a comeback that's light on equivocations. Quote, this was what James Kirchick said about it. Ben Swan has said that he shared for the first time the supposed mystery writer of one of the Ron Paul newsletters. Wrong. TNR, the New Republic, published the Ron Paul strategy guide byline by James B. Powell in 2008, not 2007, as Swan erroneously says. Swan also insinuates that Powell was the author of the notorious 1992, a special issue on racial terrorism. Never mind that it was written in the first person, like nearly every one of the newsletters, to give the impression that Powell was indeed the author. For instance, a reference to my coin expert, Bert Blummert. This week, TNR released a 1993 monograph edition of the newsletter entitled Race Terrorism in America.
Well, he obviously figured you out. I mean, you were bought off by the Ron Paul supporters because yes. There's so much money, you know, yes. Floating around amongst those of us on the grassroots level that you obviously had to take the bait and, you know, do stories on Ron Paul.
Well, I like how this goes on. So Eric Wimple, who's writing this story, right, about this, basically this villain, Ben Swan, who is trying to give Ron Paul a pass on the newsletters. And again, never verifies whether or not the information in my story is correct or not. And then talks about how James Kirchick does this fantastic job. You're fantastic! You went and you took the reporting from crusty backwater, my friend, to hard-hitting contemporary issues. Well done. Bravo. And then I love this. To further shoo away the entire matter of the newsletter, Swan argues that every single candidate for president, including President Obama, has been called a racist. Is that not true? Every single person who runs for president is called a racist. My point was, the difference here is that there's nobody intervening to say, well, is he really a racist? No, because when you call President Obama a racist, like Glenn Beck did, right, you call him a racist, the left jumps up and down and says, no, what are you doing? You can't say that. And when you call Newt Gingrich or Mitt Romney a racist, the right jumps up and down and says, no, what are you doing? You can't do that. And so there's an advocate on either side of that left-right paradigm. But in Ron Paul's case, there was never an advocate. Because the left said, yeah, why not? Yeah, sure, he's a racist. We don't like that guy. Yeah. And the right says, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, total racist. Yeah, the one guy who doesn't want to blow up brown people on the other side of the world
right, just right. Because
they're brown and Muslim is the racist.
Right.
Everybody else, no, that's national security. I love this. Wimple goes on to write this. Regardless of how you feel about the racist newsletters and how utterly they disqualify Ron Paul for higher office. Well, that's not editorializing. Reality Check's probing of national political issues is working for Fox 19. Yeah, it sure was. We'll have more on this. And listen, sicking the dogs on me didn't work then. Sicking the rest of the world on RT won't work now. More on this when we come back.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
And welcome back to the Ben Swan Radio Show here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking today about this Liz Wall, James Kirchick collaboration, if you will, that's been brought up by TruthDig.com. They did fantastic reporting demonstrating the kind of the connection here and the fact that this neocon think tank really was the one who appears to, and I say appears to because I guess there's no definitive proof, have orchestrated a lot of this. But I was telling you guys before the break about kind of my encounter with James Kirchick and then having this article written about me in 2012 by the Washington Post and their media writer Eric Wimple, who by the way I have no problem with. Okay, I don't really have an issue with Eric Wimple writing about me or any of the things that he said, other than the fact that clearly when you read this article in conjunction with what we know about the Ron Paul newsletters and the stories that I did, and the fact that look, my again, how do you say this in a nice way, my star had been rising for some time without being on Eric Wimple's radar, his media radar, at all. And then all of a sudden, when this story that I did, two of them, reality checks, on the Ron Paul Racist newsletters come out, all of a sudden, now I get this phone call from this guy, right? Well, I did a little research and looked into it and found out shortly after that Eric Wimple, who writes for Washington Post, and James Kirchick had worked together for some time at the Post. So here's how the game works. I don't have any definitive proof that James Kerchick called up Eric Wimple and said, hey, do me a favor, write a story about this guy and his affection for Ron Paul, and that way it discredits anything he says. But that's the game that's played, right? James Kerchick can't write a story about me, because then it's like we're basically in a I can't use that term on air. We're basically in a contest with each other, right? Back and forth between who is loving Ron Paul or hating Ron Paul more. And so he can't do that. And so instead, it's like you call up your friend at Washington Post and you say, hey, do a story on this guy. Because if you go and read the story, and you can find it on WashingtonPost.com, it's blogs, Eric Wimple. If you just type in your Google search bar, Ben Swan, Washington Post, Ron Paul, you'll see the story. But as I mentioned, you know, Wimple basically starts off like he's doing a story about me, but it's not. Once you start reading it, it's like, oh, this is a response to the Ron Paul newsletter story, right? And as I said, listen, if Wimple wants to write whatever he wants to write, and that's fine. I really don't have a problem with it. I think he's probably a nice guy. We've talked a couple of times since then. But, and by the way, he called me after the Obama interview. Ben Swan, Eric Wimple, hey man, glad I'm able to do a story about you this time on something that I think I agree with you more on. Great. But then the story never ran. We did an interview and then it never ran, so I don't know what that was about. But anyways, on this one that he wrote about the Ron Paul newsletters, I was telling you the end of what it said here. Regardless of how you feel about the racist newsletters and how utterly they disqualify Ron Paul for higher office, so a total editorial comment there, Reality Check's probing of national political issues is working for Fox 19. These videos, says Swan, consistently fill out four of the top five traffic generators for the Fox 19 site. That was true. We get traffic from all over the country and all over the world. A lot that has to do with social media, he says, noting that Reality Check, combined with the wonders of the Internet, gives his affiliate a reach it would never have imagined a decade ago. That was for damn sure. Like many local TV personalities, Swan got into this biz dreaming of a career as a national network correspondent. Also true. Yet the reach that he's getting in part, the reach that he's getting in part through soft peddling the horror of the Ron Paul newsletters.
It's like you're in the wrestling ring. You're a pro wrestler, and you think you have one guy you're facing, and then all of a sudden he brings his tag team partner.
Somebody comes out from under the ring with a chair.
You know,
right?
This isn't fair, but the referee, he's down on the ground.
He got knocked down.
He can't even look up. Yeah.
He was soft-pedaling the horror of the Ron Paul newsletters. Is prompting him to rethink his strategy a little bit. He notes, for example, that he has more of a Facebook following than Eric Bolling of Fox News. Now, that's a fact we can agree on, he says. Well, that was, by the way, that was a long time ago in Facebook fans. After that, we happened to pass Shepard Smith and Brett Baer and Megyn Kelly and basically all those guys. And that's, I mean, listen, it's not about soft peddling anything. It's about being the one guy in the room who says, I don't have a stake in this. Now, at the time, I felt like a dunce. I got to tell you, I felt stupid. I'm like, these guys are ripping me at Washington Post, calling me basically an apologist for this guy. I got this James Kerchick guy who everyone has taken his word and his work as a fact. And I felt about an inch big. And then, my bosses, of course, coming to me. When you see the story about you, I mean, they're just trashing you and it looks terrible for us. And it looks like you're just an apologist for this guy. But now looking at it, especially now that we see this whole thing happening with Liz Wall, I'm like, you know what? It's the game that's played. It's the, if you're not doing what we say, then you're out of favor. And if you're out of favor, we're going to make you look bad. I mean, at what point does Eric Wimple ever in this entire article question anything that was in those newsletters? He doesn't even look at the newsletters. It's basically a thing about how, what kind of a chump talks about the newsletters. And you're defending Ron Paul. And the newsletters are disgusting and they utterly disqualify him from office. And so I felt, you know, like I said, about an inch big. And so when I start to see all this stuff unraveling and the more that I know now about media and how it works and the manipulation game, it's like, listen guys, this is how the game works. And when you're a guy like James Kerchick, who clearly is in the business of doing the bidding of some of these neocon groups that say, hey, we want basically to hire you to write a story that's going to make this group look bad or this person look bad. That's what they're in the business of doing. You know, just like when I believe it was Dana Bash, I guess is how she says her name, from CNN, when she interviewed Ron Paul and she started asking about the newsletters. Remember that?
Right.
And then the clip where he just walks away because he's fed up.
Yeah.
Well, that clip is edited so that you can't see that Ron Paul stands there and answers.
Right.
And she won't, like, she keeps asking the same question and he keeps answering. And then finally he's like, I've already answered this question. And then she's still there. And then he's like, okay, well, thanks. And he takes off his microphone and walks away. And instead of just standing there staring at her, and they cut out all that stuff in the middle to make it look like he gets fed up with answering the question and walks away. So it's, you know, it's all about media manipulation. We know that it happens, but when you see something like this, where all of a sudden you've got Liz Wall over at RT, who is now stepping down, taking freedom selfies with James Kirchick. When you've got her sitting on a sofa with him in another picture. When you know the two of them spent 6 months together. Listen, if anything is connected to James Kirchick, it stinks. Because that guy's not a journalist. He's a propaganda spin doctor who I guess works for the highest bidder. And that's just the game that's played. And that's not to insult James Kirchick. I know it sounds like I am insulting him, but that's what he does for a living. That's not journalism. Mark in Georgia, you're on.
Mike, God bless you, sir. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, good. I've heard people criticize Ron Paul because of certain issues he does not address, that they're calling for the repeal of the 16th Amendment. And there were twice when I saw them here in Atlanta that there was thunderous applause. Yay, let's repeal the 16th Amendment. But the first time nobody could hear me call out, how can you repeal what was never lawfully ratified? And the second time there was still thunderous applause, but somebody could hear me this time around. And face-to-face, it was a very brief exchange. And I asked him, how do you call for repealing something when you know it was not lawfully ratified? And his answer was, Washington, D.C. is not really ready for this. Like, Washington, D.C. is ready for any kind of legitimate reform ever. And, no, they're addicted to power, and that's the problem. But the thing is, to be fair to Ron Paul, when you're on a minefield, you watch your step. And I see what's happened to Irwin Schiff. He wrote a book called The Federal Mafia. And for daring to tell the truth that there is no law obliging us to pay a tax on our wages and salaries, and even if there were. Now, excuse me, what you told us was that this was going to level out wealth disparity, and all it's done is greatly amplify it. So the thing is, to be fair to Ron Paul and others like him, when you're in a minefield, when you know that he could either be under extortion, maybe they're threatening his family, or they could destroy him in the media and they're calling outrageous lies. Oh, yes, sir?
I'll step in here if you don't mind, Ben. I mean, I think a lot of, with the 16th Amendment, I've looked the information. Yes, it was not properly ratified, but you know, it's really about changing the ideas of the people. It's really, it's much more difficult, I think, to tell people that it was never properly ratified, especially when Congress, in D.C., they don't even follow the Constitution. And so I think the strategy that Ron Paul went for was to, you know, repeal it rather than to explain to people, well, it was never properly ratified, because that happened a long time ago. And that's just a much more difficult, you know, educational process to go through, especially when they limit his reach, you know, in the media.
Well, but the thing is, the people that are awakening now, the thing that I fundamentally want to address is, let's go back further and recognize that just because an issue goes way, way back does not mean that it's not an issue. It just means what I've seen is these errors and corruptions not being corrected, it's not mitigated. You want to say anything?
Yeah, no, I mean, really, really good points. Thanks for the call, Mark. We're coming up on a break here, and then on the other end of the break, we're going to have the incomparable Elizabeth Imus with us. I guess we'll get on to something a little more fun, because otherwise my head's going to explode, because you do need to talk about this stuff. That's all right. Sometimes you need to get passionate and angry, and I'm not really a pound-the-dust kind of guy, but Elizabeth Imus is. We'll have more on that with her when we come back.